Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Yeah, it's Friday Night Live. DJ E Monster, I'm gonna get you ready for the weekend. New Future, this is off that Hendrix called Fresh Air. We all need some of that this weekend. Ooh wee, Monsters Radio Live starts right now.
Come once, they time out you. Never broke place up, don't forget y'all had that. Come on. Feel like Janet Jackson said it's all for you. Never chop with a navigation when I'm looking for I'll be right back, I'm on autopilot for the week. Tell me where the safety at, yeah. Tell me where the security at, yeah. Moving up the bigger paper, man.
Tell me, is it impossible to do these drugs and fall in love?
I'm a deep pressure. I'm a deep pressure.
At the backyard looking sexy, straight shot called in our child. Don't let y'all dreams go to waste. I'll be right back, I'm on my pilot for the week. Hold up. Bad, but you looking better every week.
I'm a deep pressure. I'm a deep pressure.
Friday Night Live, the Swamp Cheese is lit. Yeah, where you from? Where you at? Are you getting fresh air tonight?
I sneak fresh and right away. I sneak fresh and right away. I sneak fresh and
on a Friday night. Get out, get you some fresh air. You know. Yeah, it's been too long. You dig? The winter is like, the winter in the Twin Cities is like officially over. So don't have that cabin fever. Get out, do something tonight. I'm just saying, and make sure you hashtag me DJ E-Monster so I know where it's going on. I think I got one of my monsters in the building. But I got like another track, actually like two more tracks to play. And after that, we're going to come back and check in with the Monstars right quick on a Friday Night Live with DJ E-Monster. Get it! So here goes some more new hot music, some new Trey songs. It's One by One. It
it's
is what it is.
I'm back
ladies, where y'all at? Hit me up on Snapchat. Capital E-M-O-N-S-T-A. Get
in. I with it. I took time. Yeah, I spent it. First time. In a minute, that I worked this hard, that I worked this hard. Thank God that I did it one time, and I was in it, yeah. But one time ain't enough, I need some more. Cause there ain't nothing better than you. Got me watching every move, like you're the only one in the room. Ooh, baby, I can't help myself. And I don't know why, but I can't stop thinking about late last night. When you put it down, had to turn around, and now it's 3 a.m. I'm back for more. Yeah. Just two of us, show me what I'm waiting for. One by one, one by one. It's 3 a.m. I'm back for more. Just two of us, that's a close bar to the floor. One by one, one by one. One by one, by one. We're switching our positions. I waited. I took time. Yeah, I spent it. First time. In a minute. That I worked this hard. Thank God that I did it. One time. And I was in it. But one time ain't enough. I need some more. Cause there ain't nothing better than you. Got me watching every move. Like you're the only one in the room. Ooh, baby, I can't help myself. And I don't know why, but I can't stop thinking about late last night. When you put it down, had to turn around, and now it's 3 a.m. I'm back for more. Just two of us, show me what I'm waiting for. One by one, one by one. It's 3 a.m. I'm back for more. Just two of us, that's a close bar to the floor. One by one, one by one. One by one, by one. We're switching our positions. Tell me you ready. Girl, you got that sauce, that sauce.
Let me get that spaghetti.
She gotta have her own money. Oh yeah. Shout out time. If you ain't at a party, take your ass back home. If you getting naughty, baby, here's my phone. Slide with your boy to the bar. Slide with your boy to the car. I've been searching. Looking for them girls with the big old hoops that drop it down in Daisy Dukes.
I wanna get down.
Yeah, them the ones I'm trying to recruit. I'm looking at you, yeah, you, baby,
baby.
Now let me hear you say you're ready.
I'm ready.
Oh, yeah. Girl, you better have your hair weave strapped on tight. Cause once we get going, till the morning, so just say alright.
Alright.
If you ain't here to party, take your ass back home. If you're getting naughty, baby, here's my phone. Slide with your boy to the bar. Slide with your boy to the car. I've been searching everywhere, and now here you are. Oh, chunky. Looking for them girls with the big old hoops that drop it down in Daisy Dukes.
I wanna get down.
Yeah, them the ones I'm trying to recruit. I'm looking at you, yeah, you, baby.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn. I'm over here getting my groove on. I got to come back and play some music. Do this.
Hey, hey, right, Monsters Radio. Oh. It's me, Katja aus Hamburg, Germany. Und ich wollte euch nur mal eben mitteilen, dass ich mir jeden Abend eure Show anhöre, denn ihr bringt mich einfach nur gut drauf. Immer die feinste Music, jeden Tag neue Themen und verdammt gute Conversations. Ganz großes Lob an euch. I'm the biggest fan. So, it is what it is. And E-Monster. I already know you understood everything I said. Keep doing your thing.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's how you feel? You just gonna jump in on me like that? That's how you feel? Okay, it is what it is. Friday Night Live, get out, do what you do. You did. No, I ain't. You know who I am. I'm just E-Monster. So check it out. I'm gonna go over here and check in with one of my monsters on a Friday night. See what they got going on. Miss Unbelievable in the house. Look, this music is just crazy right now. What's good, Miss Unbelievable?
What's good? Just got back from seeing that Wonder Woman. Thinking about hitting the streets again tonight. Just don't know what I'm about to get into. Some Bullwinkle or something down on Washington. But, yeah, got to get that nightlife kicking. You know, it's all nice and beautiful here in Minnesota.
Right. Got to shake that cabin fever.
Yeah.
You need all them wet days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we just went through that long-ass winter. It was cold. You know what I mean? It's just time to start, like you said, get out. Shake that cabin fever. Get out. Do something. I mean, that's one thing I want to talk about, you know, what I mean, tonight. About, you know, we talk about people's apparel, things like that. But where are some spots people can go?
Yeah.
A lot of people be like, oh, man, I'm not trying to pay this, that to get in here or there. You know, I mean, there's great spots to go, especially in the Twin Cities, where you don't even have to pay to get in. You dig? Honestly, I kind of like going to bars just a little bit more than clubs. Just a little bit. Unless there's a reason, really entertaining reason to bring me out to a club, I kind of like bars just a little bit. I could be wrong. You dig? But that's just how I feel. You know what I mean? But, you know, what are some things people could do on a date if they're trying to take somebody out? And I'm definitely going to ask you about that Wonder Woman movie and how that went down. But, yeah, I mean, can you think of some other things, you know, as a woman, what's some other things a guy that can impress you that may not cost that much money? And you're not going to go, you cheap ass, you just didn't have no bread. You did. but what's a good spot to take a lady, you did, on a low budget that she'll enjoy?
You know, it all depends how, okay, first of all, you got to know what that lady likes. So you got to do the question and answer, like, do you like the parks? Do you like the arts? Do you like this? Do you like that? So first of all, you got to see what she likes, because then you can put it all together. So a cheap date would be like the sculpture garden once it comes back open, or on the Stone Arch Bridge, you know, you can walk and stop and have a picnic somewhere over there, you know, or eat at one of the bars that's down Main Street, or go to a movie over there, or you can, you know, go to the park, or you can go to the zoo, or you could go, it all depends what she likes. She, you guys can go to a comedy show, you know, because sometimes if it's their birthday month, I do believe acting gives you free tickets. So you could be like, oh, it's your birthday month, let's, you know, get some tickets, and you could get tickets, or you can go down to the Guthrie and just hang out there and, you know, go in and take pictures and have fun and go back out. And so there's several places if you want to do the club scene, or I'm at the bar scene. You guys can go and kick it at the bar, you know, listen to some music, because usually now they have DJs there. So, or go to like a little sports bar, watch some sports. There's always something going on with sports or whatever. So it's pretty much a preference. I know some of the hotels are having, you know, little bars down there. So you could go down to the little bars and the little restaurants at the hotel. And then, you know, if you get two tips, then you could go on upstairs and, you know, hang your business and, you know, go on out. But that's if you know each other, I'm saying. Or you could just, like, go a little hopping. Like, all down on Washington and Minnesota, you could find nice little outdoor little things to do. Do a nice little bar upstairs or whatever, you know, rooftop fun. It all depends. If you want to be intimate, if you want it to be not intimate, there's always Groupon where you get that Groupon and, you know, go anywhere with the Groupon. That's real cheap. Right. You know, nice little picnic somewhere, go to the falls. It just really matters on how much you're putting in from your heart, like, I whatever you feel like, oh, I really want to do this. So it's a matter of what you think would be real nice for that person that you were trying to impress.
Right. I definitely should have put that comment. That just came off the top of the head. I should have put that comment on for our discussion earlier today. I'm pretty sure that would have got a lot of hits. Maybe we'll run it back again next week, because I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lot of good answers on that one. I got one, fellas.
Yeah.
Even ladies, this might work for you too. You dig? But fellas, I definitely got a good one. You dig? I'm gonna play a track when we come back. Yeah. I'm gonna keep y'all riveting. You dig? I don't give it all away. So I'm gonna tell y'all, fellas, a sure way to get pinky points, no pun intended, on a date. I'm gonna tell y'all right after this song. Now, y'all know I'm good for throwing a throwback, so I'm going to throw my throwback in right now and get it out the way early. So check it out. I like this one. This is an old school track. It's great for Friday night, especially when he's talking about, because some of y'all going to say this tonight after the bar, and then come tomorrow night, y'all going to do the same old shit. This is DJ Quick. It's called Tonight. And it's unbelievable. I know some people are like, no, he didn't. Oh, yes, I did. We love y'all.
I'm in the life of a player named Quick. I'm just a stubborn kind of fella with a head like a brick. And just because I drink the egg, they say that I'm hopeless. But I don't give a fuck, so blame it on the locals. Now this is how we do it when we check in a grip. Teddy bears in the house, so don't even trip. We're busting funky compositions as smooth as a prism. So check it while I kick it to this funky ass rhythm. It's Friday morning, the phone is ringing off the hook. And AMG is in the gym reviewing rhymes in his notebook. Or should I say dope sack, because we don't bust whack. I pick up the phone and it's the G.
What's up, nigga?
He's
Daddy's coming down at about 2 on the dot. So I'm about to rest the tub while my water's still hot. And now I'm soaking. A brother like the devastating DJ Quick ain't joking. Fuck with me on DSP and you'll get broken. My name is Quick, but you can call me Daddy. Yo, open up the door, cause take a Freakman in the caddy. Now Freaky's in the L, dog, and Shabby's in the L, go. And everybody's sipping on a quote.
Here we go.
Just came with a 40 and a quote, in addition to the 3 that Greedy just bought. But I don't want to start early, so I just might put my 40 in the freezer, cause I want to get bent. Yeah. Sweatsuit, the gray one with the burgundy trim, and it's a medium, fit me proper cause I'm nice and slim. 5:30 on the clock and the sun is steadily sinking, and I'm steadily thinking about the 8 that I'll be drinking. You know I ain't ashamed and you know I ain't bashful, so go and pop the voice so I can pull me a glass full. Hammers in the barrel rolling up a stencil, fatter than a pinky and the length of a pencil. Freaky lit it up and hit it 1, 2, 3. Shabby took a hit and then they passed it to me.
It's the bomb.
Yo, I can feel my senses
getting numb.
Yo, fuck the 40 amp,
I need some rum.
Chillin' like a villain, and that's how I'm living. Tonight is a night and I'm looking real sporty. Proper Friday evening and I'm ready to party. Crusher came in with a handful of snaps. Fuck it, fuck, let's shoot some craps.
Yo, what the is, bro?
A fin or a half?
Yo, shoot that 10, nigga.
Don't make me laugh. High C want a dub and he think that shit is funny. But I'm 7 and 11 and I'm taking niggas money. Yeah, watch me cross the heart. The Nationals on motherfuckers. Yo, I'm unfadable. Let's break it down so I can get funky.
Yeah. You know what it is, Friday Night Live, DJ E-Monster.
Aw, yeah. Giving them something they can roll on. Hold on. I wake up Saturday morning and I got a headache. I can't believe that I'm sick from all the shit that I drank. Soon as I felt it coming on, I should've quit. It's true that a drunk ain't shit. To the man up above to whom thanks I give, I'd never drink again if you just let me live. Mike P spoke to me and I said I couldn't call it. Call it Earl like a mother while I'm gripping the toilet. I need a 7-Up because my head is spinning. Round and round, I think I better sit down. My homie shot is alright, but I'm feeling faint. I guess he's used to it. But a nigga like Quick Gang, K is on the phone and Teddy's at the door. And some fine ass bitches coming over at 4.
I thought you weren't drinking no more.
Yeah, right, because as soon as they come, we doing the same old shit tonight. Yeah. Drinking fucked up. Fuck that, pass me that pina colada, man. I don't wanna play that A-ball no more. That shit be fucking a nigga up. Aw, oh, yeah, it's nothing but a party and I'm kicking it. What's up, Greedy Greg? How you living? Hey, somebody get that nigga genuine draft. Yeah. And on that motherfucking note, I'm out of here. See ya.
Yes.
Yeah, that used to be the shit, though. That used to be the
yes.
shit. Hold on. You know we got to hear that last piece. Hold on. I used to love this part when it's on, man. I'm going to bite with it just for a minute. Hold on. Here it comes. It's getting ready to come up. I got to let this part play. I got to let it play. I got to. Give me another brew.
Give me another brew.
Right.
What's up? Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we talking about things that could pop off on a Friday night. You know what I mean? To help you on your Friday night, get out, have some fun, make some friends, or go solo dolo and just enjoy the night yourself. You dig? But here's something.
That's right.
Like I said, if you want some of them pinky points, no pun intended, but if you're trying to get you some extra pinky points, here's something that might work for you. Now, first thing you do, or this is what you do, you know what? I just had a brain fart. I forgot what I was going to say. Let's just go ahead and keep it moving to talk about something else.
Wait. Stop playing. What? Don't even try.
What?
You did
what?
Not get no
what?
Brain
what?
Fire. Come
what?
On. School them. Come on,
forget.
School them. Stop playing. Put it out there.
I did forget.
Ooh, don't make me push pause on you. Okay, pause for a second. Ask yourself. Unpause. Now spill the beat. Spill the tea. Drink the tea. Spill the tea. Drink the coffee. Whatever. Put some sugar on it. Put some cream in that. Let that taste good
right.
for the folks. Come on now. Let them drink that coffee. Let them drink that tea. Come on. Tell them
okay,
men what they
okay,
need to know
okay.
to get pinky points with us.
Okay. I'm not going to be player petty. You dig? I won't be player petty. Well, this is what you do, fellas. You dig? It may not cost you nothing at all. You're like, damn, E, how am I going to get pinky points not spending no money? You dig? What you do, player, is you go to a karaoke bar. Do karaoke. I know y'all like, what? Yeah, bro. Whether you can sing or not. It really don't matter. She going to see that shit as cute as hell. You getting up there doing some karaoke for her. Get it? I'm just saying. She going to be like, you can't sing, but oh, this shit was cute. You going to get some pinky points for that shit right there. Doing some bullshit karaoke. If you're smooth with it, get your practice in. Know the song before you get up there. And kill that shit. And I'm telling you, bro, she might buy the next round. I'm just saying, it is what it is. And if you a couple, oh, my goodness. If you a couple, get up there and sing a duet. You know what I mean? That's bonding time. Bruh, you going to get pinky points. You think you might even get some brownie ones, but that's another story. We won't talk about that tonight. But I'm just saying, little stuff like that, make her laugh, get excited, win, lose, or draw, whether you just do one verse. If you know, look, I'm done, baby, that was for you. I'm glad you're here with me tonight, but I'm going to go ahead and get off here and stop killing and stop, you know what I mean, whatever. But, I mean, if that's something that would impress a lady, I'm just asking. Hello.
Okay. It's the thought that counts. Getting up there, I think it. I think, you know, it's saying a lot. It's saying that, okay, you conquering fears or whatever, but you really have to, like, play to her. So the song has to really be to her. So I think it'll be cute.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be cute. Yeah, it'll be cute. But once you start that, you'll have to continue something spontaneous and fun like that kind of sometimes because.
Mm-hmm.
If right. you start off with that, she's like, oh, my goodness, he's going to really cater to me now all the time. So I think that should be like maybe a number two or three free date. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because she may be like, oh, what is he going to do next for me? He practiced. He did all that. To me, if it's spontaneous, y'all go. And he's like, I'm getting ready to go up there. I don't even care. Couples?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, couples. That's adorable. Yeah, couples adorable. And I know at the 1029 University, they got karaoke going on tonight at 9. So if anyone's thinking about taking their date there on the low, they got karaoke going on tonight. Yeah.
Right, right. I don't know why I got on the low. But, hey, it's still a
hey.
Right place to go. Yeah, you know what? In some cases, like you said, it might be, and, you know, I think it still works good on the first night. But on the first date, it is going to set the standards high. But some songs you might not want to sing karaoke to her the first night. You dig? Like, what's
exactly.
that? Whitney Houston's I'll
That's
always
what I'm
love
saying.
You. Don't sing that on the first night. No. No.
And,
no.
Yeah.
No.
And a female, you know, what song? A Mary J. song? What song, you know, go to
mm-hmm.
a guy? I mean, it's just vice versa. Keep it fun and airy. You know, wild thing, you know, something like that, you know.
Right. Yeah. Or even involved that give him something you can he can feel. That's a good one for a lady.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Alicia Keys, you know, some Women's Worth, you know, whatever, yeah. whatever. Something that's not going to make it feel like you're locked in as a relationship, but just something fun and airy. So, yeah. I remember me going on my first date, you know, getting a karaoke. You know, I did get that. And no singing, but the thought of singing was there. But don't take them if you ain't going to sing. Seriously. Like, it's got to be, if you be going, let's do it. Let's not talk about it. Let's get up there. Let's show, you know, cast the fears and be like, boom, okay. So mine was like, oh, okay, we're going to go again. And never happened. Other than that, you know, make it fun. Just make it fun. Don't go if you ain't going to sing. Because for real, what's the point of going? The thought, I get it, but you got to make it fun. So, yeah, do that.
Right. Yeah, you got to. You got to. So, I guess I'll slap another track in here. You dig? And then when we come back, I want you to talk about that Wonder Woman movie. What? That's something you could do.
Wonder Woman?
Go to the movies or something. You know what I mean? It ain't always about Netflix and chilling. You dig? With some Hennessy. You dig? Take her out to the movie and sneak in the Hennessy. I'm just saying, we're going to talk about it tomorrow when we come back. DJ Mustard, check that out.
Yes.
And K-Town.
Hey, now.
I got my phone and I told her to come over. I got the pole in the crib, we gon' go up. Shake that ass, shake that ass, shake that ass. You're the only girl getting all this cash. I said, stop like this, shit, daddy. Tonight you could be a rat. Come on, suck up on this dick and get that ass smacked. I be dipping from the cops so fast, call me NASCAR. Got the weed, lean fiends, call me for that Adderall. Used to rock pro clubs, now I rock Burberry. No love here, I turn my phone off of February. Tune it in, but I don't care if I lose it. I give it to you, don't care what you do with it. I got my phone, I don't tell it to come over. I got a phone in the crib, we gon' go up. Shake that out, shake that out. You're the only one getting on this cat. I got my phone and I tell it to come over. I got a phone in the crib, we gon' go up. Shake that out, shake that out. You're the only girl getting on this cat. Yeah.
Say that ad right now. Get that cash right now. They playing with you, I'ma help you get that bag right now. I'm in the stash right now. Word that pole for a nigga, then get low. Had to grab me some old condoms from the store. She a freak and you know she tryna go. Girl, you playing, let me take your ass on roll. Yeah, bitch, I'm pissed. While you playing, I might throw it in your face. TC, tell the whole how we play. I got bitches, waterfall, what I taste. Brain back the city all the way to Cali. Girl, stop playing, I might hit it in some ballots. I'm in the lab, I meet you in the valley. Bands like a Pell Rally, gotta win like Cali.
I got my phone, I told her to come over. I got a phone in the crib, we gon' go off. Shake that out, shake that out. You're the only one getting on this cash.
Yeah, online radio with a roar, with an underground artist above ground making quakes. Monsters Radio Live. So, all right, we got a little bit of time left, so we're going to bring it back, get into it. So, you know, we're trying to stimulate y'all to go out tonight. Matter of fact, next week, as you know, next Saturday, the Rep My City Day. So all this week coming up, we're trying to get interviews with a lot of the artists and the people participating in the event. Please call in and show your support, and in return, we're going to give away T-shirts all next week and tickets to Rep My City Day. I might even come up with something where I'll shake a dice, and you pick a number, and if you hit that number right, you'll get the ticket and the shirt. monstrously.
Hey.
All next week, Monstrous Radio Live. You dig? Just make sure you tune in, monsterusradio.com. We got new FM sounding broadcasting thanks to our new sponsor, who actually got Miss Unbelievable as one of our actual co-hosts around here. Oh, Lord. It is what it is, but yeah, make sure you go over there. We got FM quality now, and yeah, it don't come no better than that player. Indie artists, remixes, and the majors. Hip-hop, R&B, reggae, and pop. I'm just saying. Diversity, player. Diversity in your music list. So I, Miss Unbelievable, I mean, let's talk about this Wonder Woman. You did? Because I grew up watching Wonder Woman on TV. I'm not going to lie, though.
Me
I think
too.
That might have been the first white girl, first white girl I had a crush on. You too? You had a crush on her too?
Yeah.
Anyways.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
It was them ads and, yeah, the Amazon thing. Yeah, it is what it is. So, hey, they done did a movie now after the cartoon, the comics, and the TV show. So, how was the movie Wonder Woman? Was she wonderful?
She was wonderful. I could it was lovely. It was all about love. So to me, it didn't line up with what I grew up on watching, which was totally fine. I see that, you know, they took it and, you know, made it for mainstream people to watch it and remember and introduce the new Wonder Woman to this generation. And I think if they really look at the storyline was trying to say, to me, it was first a mother's love. Second, it was a love for lies that, you know, it felt like I had to lie to keep you alive, but I love you through it. The second one was love of a relationship with a couple. And then the third one was the love of the people and how love conquers evil and wrongdoing. And so to me, it was like a love story about Wonder Woman.
Right, right.
With
so
nice
how love
little...
can save the world?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But how it always starts off to me with corruption, though. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. How love conquers the world. But it really do. But it starts from that mother's love and that father's love, you know. That's the essence to me, you know, right there. And then you grow from it.
Right. Yeah, I'm feeling that. But, I mean, here's something. Here's a question. It's kind of offbeat, but it still sticks. Just bear with me, people. Just bear with me. Now, as you know, I don't know if people pay attention to movies over the years. The movies will introduce some real shit to you. I want to know if there a real Wonder Woman out there. I want to know, is there really a Wonder Woman out there? Follow me for a minute, people. Like, check out Captain Kirk. Remember Star Trek? Some of y'all too young. I still smell semi-like when you call in on the line. You dig? But go do your research. Back in the day, the original Star Trek with Captain Kirk, these suckers had these little things that can flip and talk to anybody anywhere. You dig? Kirk? Yes, Scotty. Blah, blah, blah. That sounded like a flip phone to me.
Beam me up.
You dig? You dig?
Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up,
like
Scotty.
Yeah.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Exactly. movies about big ass earthquakes, and guess what? A couple years after a big ass earthquake came, they do movies talking about zombies. If y'all don't know, there is zombies now. They don't been testing on how to make dead people alive for a while now. I know y'all like, what? Yeah, you better do your research if you're not awake on what's going on in this world. It is. So I'm saying, if they're doing all this funny stuff in the movie, is there really a Wonder Woman out there somewhere? Some Amazon chick with bracelets on and some hot knee-high boots at the club? I'm just saying, could it be? Could it? Anybody? Maybe?
I'm going to throw that. It all depends. You know what I'm saying? What do you consider your Wonder Woman? Like, a woman can do everything, you know, and she don't need to put on the lasso. You know, the lasso is her tears. The lasso is what she do with her hand. You know, them boots is what, you know, she got to do to, you know, walk through this world, you know, making sure her kids is good, making sure her man is good, or her husband, or her significant other is what she do, you know, the cooking, the cleaning, you know, the praying, the slaying, the ironing, the washing, you know, the hanging out, you know, making sure he got his back. That's your Wonder Woman, you know, taking care of the world, you know, going to work, you know, making sure that she's handling, you know, not just herself, but everyone around her, you know, making sure they good. And then, you know, going back home, you know, making sure house is good, you know, through whoever you believe in, whether it be God, you know, getting your prayer on, getting your fasting on, you know, getting whatever, but making sure that your first and foremost, your household is good. Second and foremost, your job is good. Third and foremost, you know, your money good, or however way you want to put it. But it's all about being good. And to me, that Wonder Woman is that virtuous woman with, you know, Proverbs 50, you know, that talks about it. Yeah, that's that Wonder Woman, you know, that one who can, you know, put her hand to the plow and make sure that everything's good. And your man come home and he's sitting like a king like he is. That's your Wonder Woman. Do they exist? Of course. Where you looking for them? That's your question.
Ooh,
they ain't found
in
no club. I'm sorry.
That. Yeah, I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that because, yeah. All right. Now, you might have convinced me because, you know, me knowing the whole Wonder Woman story and her being in Amazon and coming off that island about 26 as a virgin, we ain't going to find no Wonder Women out here too soon. I'm just saying. It is what
not
it
no
is.
Virgin. Not no virgin.
Yeah.
No,
but
the love
thing,
that
though,
they show,
know.
Though.
Right.
The love.
Right.
They were the love from them people was the love. Now getting it in is something different. Hey, she read the 12. Oh, in there. Remember when she do? Okay. Oh, she said something about love, no compassion, no. Oh, what was that? Oh, there was a line in there, and then she turned over and just went to sleep. Y'all got to see that part because it makes you go I have to see what I can't remember what it is, but I will let y'all know. Y'all keep listening to Miss Unbelievable. She gonna remember what that line is. Can't remember right now though. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna say this part, and I'm gonna slap on the track, and then when we come back, we'll go ahead and wrap up the show with you guys. But yeah, I mean, I don't know about Wonder Woman, no Supermans, and no Iron Man and Thors. But I know there's some motherfucking Spider-Man around here. Yeah, there's really Spider-Man. You know that creepy motherfucker that followed you home from Facebook, be sitting outside your window, hanging from trees and shit? Spider-Man, nasty ass.
I can't with you.
When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show.
Yup.
Spider-Man. Okay.
If one more level try to stop me, it's gonna be some dreadhead niggas in your lobby. You don't want no problem with me. Just another day at the pick up on the mail. They gon' channel riding through the streets, they be like they go. Never sweet out. My shooters come for free. So if one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dread niggas in your lobby. You don't want no problem when no problem with me. You don't want no problem with me. Yup. Pull up in a new thing with my blue.
I don't even know what to say. I just don't know what to say. Okay. Just don't forget, coming up Saturday, June 10th, we'll be at Rep My City Day at the Capri Theater. I'm going to be on the ones and two. Also, Dot LaRock's going to be on the ones and twos. We're going to get it in. We're doing paying homage to a lot of the big people in the Twin Cities. We got performances. We got a question panel. We got like a little workshop things that can help artists. I'll be up there giving out advice, talking about things that we could do as our own community here in the Twin Cities as artists. I'm not talking about just music. I'm talking about arts, everything. So, yeah, make sure you come out. Don't forget, next week you can win T-shirts. You can win tickets to this event, and you might be able to win them both. So, all right, we'll have our vendor table up. You can buy the new merchandise that you can't find online and nowhere else. You got to get it at our vendor table. That's going to be at the Capri Theater. Make sure you look it up. If you can't find it, connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and I'll get you the information. Also, July 4th, we'll be at a park, or actually not at a park. We got an outdoor event that's going on. I'm going to try to get the concert here coming up here real soon. But also here in the Twin Cities, if you are going out tonight, Boosie, that's right, Lil Boosie is in town tonight down at Pride, Pre, whatever they call that place. They're not paying me, so I'm not worried about saying their name right. But he'll be in town tonight, so if you're into those type of things, make sure you go check him out. If you get a chance to say what's up to him, take a picture, say, hey, bruh, they told me about this event tonight on Monstrous Radio, online radio with a roar. And that's July 4th. That's Jam Fest. It's going to be at 1909 Suburban Avenue, St. Paul. I'll be on the ones and twos all day long. It's a family event, 4th of July. Come out. We got a lot of things planned for y'all. We got some things in the work that we're going to add to it. It's going to be a really good night. So bring your kids. Bring yourselves. We got entertainment, all kinds of things going on all day long. I didn't think they got pony rides, Miss Unbelievable. That's right. I said it. Insane.
Oh.
Pony ride.
Nice.
Yeah, pony ride. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they even let you put your own rag on it and take a picture with them. It is what it is. No gangbanging, though. No gangbanging on the ponies. So, all right, there's that. And then also, what is it, July 8th, also put on by Shaky Bones. I believe it's, I got to get the actual address. It's at a park. It's going to be going on from 11 to 5. I'll be DJing on the ones and twos all day long there, too. So make sure you come out. It's free for the kids. Like I said, it's at the park. Put on my Shaky Bones. We got a lot of Shaky Bones food trucks. We got a lot of hot performances. We got OG Grip. We got D. McCash. We got Mr. Mayhem. We got Jay Bree coming into town. They're paying him to come into town. He's like the Minnesota Chris Brown. If you ain't heard about him, you sleep. It is what it is. We got some other artists, Juice G. He's going to be performing. We got some other great artists that's going to be there. Make sure you get involved in what's going on. I believe the event is up on Facebook. So connect with us. If you can't find none of this stuff, either connect with us at monsterusradio.com or send us an email for your information at monsterusradio@gmail.com. So, all right, with that being said, big shout out to K Customs, NY Snap Hats. Let's see, who else? Elite Swing Management, Colossal Music Group, My Music Plug, X Squad DJs, Dexterity DJs, Nerd DJs, Vertigo DJs, Coast to Coast DJs, Flame Squad DJs, and anybody else in between I may have not mentioned tonight. So I guess you got some shout-outs, because, damn, I don't took up all the time. So you got some shout-outs before we get up out of here, or any other last words?
Just love. Love and have fun. Be safe outside. Be safe, you guys. Put the guns down. Put love in your heart. And just enjoy your city. Because it's got a lot going on. And just have fun, whether you have money or you don't. Find something that both you all, you, your friends, your significant others, whatever, you're by yourself can do that brings joy and love in your heart. Peace, love, and always hair grease. Miss Unbelievable.
There it is. All right, y'all, my way up out of here. I'm going to get into a request. I guess they be having these little stepper parties, and they play this track right here. I was surprised, Miss Unbelievable, but it is what it is. So if you out there right now with your girl, because he said he with his girl, and they want to step it out to this track right here, right now. So we going to run this. This is E-Monster, Dub Nietzsche. It's called Sexton. Friday Night Live. Some of y'all gonna be doing this at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm just saying. But, fellas, at least get the approval before you send the dick pic. I'm just saying. Don't judge me. I don't do that shit. It is what it is. Have a good night, y'all. Hey.
Good night. Hey.
Me crazy. That's what's up.
When there ain't nothing on, now I'm sitting all alone. So I'm playing with my phone. Now I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now she Instagram and Poppy, come play with her. Okay, mommy, but what you trying to do? She said, get monstrous with you and send some pics too. Ooh, now it's body language, whatever reposition. Now she got the dog requesting pics of the kitten. She sent the video, so I sent the video. She's so turned up, oh, we so turned up. 30 minutes away, OMW on my way. She GPS away, IJS don't play. Yeah, y'all, we smashed all day. She was squirting every way from the monster pole play. And it's
you want to hear more? Go buy the album.